Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Handle. We interrupt this program
on the news. And now, here's
KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Good morning. It's a Bill Handel show, as you know, or if you don't, either way, it's true. Bill's now hosting the show from 7 to 9:30, and that means we're very close to him being back 100% full-time. So he'll be right here in this chair in less than an hour to take over the show, or to take back the show. It's more accurate. All right. Jennifer Jones Lee is here, and good morning to
you. Good morning.
That is some peppy music for six in the morning. Thank you, Tyler. That's really, it's going to be pumped up.
You feel it?
Yeah. It pumped it up. There, my stupid Elvis Costello thing. Tyler Whitman, good morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
You're
How are you?
You're capless today.
I've been working on not wearing a hat as often because you called me out on it.
Look, I cannot possibly be having this level of influence on people.
You embarrassed me in front of all of my friends, Wayne. All of my friends.
Okay. And good morning, Alex. You're the producer of the show.
Morning, Wayne.
All right. I mean, I did stop my mom from smoking.
All right, that's good.
I am told. I don't remember it.
You are influential.
But apparently, when I was too young to now remember it happening, because I know she smoked. I remember she smoked.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. And I guess it was the old, I was the old fuss budget, just like,
good for you.
You're going to die of cancer and I don't want you to or whatever. And apparently she was like, okay. And I know she quit, and I know she quit. She didn't have a problem. She didn't. I'm not trying to brag about my mom, but she didn't. It wasn't like, oh, God, every day is torture. I stopped smoking. Apparently, she just went, oh, my son says I shouldn't smoke because it's bad. Didn't help that she was a nurse. I don't know if I was old enough to use that against her
that
at the time. Like, you're a nurse. What are you doing?
I tried to get Grandma D to stop smoking, and I filled up the kitchen sink. I don't remember this. I guess I was little. And remember when you would buy the cartons of cigarettes, and I put two cartons of cigarettes in the water in the kitchen sink.
Her stash.
Yeah. You know, it was weird. I would go up there pretty much every day. I wasn't allowed to go up there for a few days.
I wouldn't think so. Or ever again.
No.
Wow.
And
did
it didn't
you get
work.
Her talking to?
Yeah. Everybody was like, when Grandma wants to stop, she'll stop. Don't put her, you know, cigarettes in the sink.
So they were all enablers.
Yeah.
You were the only
Me.
One. You were the only one who loved her enough.
Probably five or six. I was making a stand.
Out of the mouths of babes. Or in this case, off of the hands and arms of babes.
But I was also the kid who, at the age of four or five, would walk out with a Hams to my grandpa when he would come home from work every day. Mm-hmm. I'd hear his like mechanic's truck rumble up the road, and I'd walk out with the hams, and he would say, "You better test it for me."
Oh.
At 4 or 5.
One of those. That's all right. Apparently my my papa, again, I don't remember this, but when I was pretty dang young, one time my papa got me drunk on Drambuie. Oh. I'm told.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, you know, hams, man, that's a beer I haven't heard about in a long time.
From the land of sky.
Do you think
the
people, you remember the thing?
Oh, yes. And the little bear in the canoe going down the river.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten about the bear in the ad.
Yeah.
I wonder if the people behind hams are super pissed off because they did not get any of that PBR.
Oh, they
hipster,
should be.
Hipster retro action.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did it have to be PBR? It could have been hams. Mm-hmm. Well, you weren't in the right place at the right time. But you're all in the right place at the right time because it's time for Handle on the News with Jennifer Jones Lee and me. And the lead story is that the body found in that Wyoming National Park has now been ID'd officially as Gabby Petito. Her death has been ruled a homicide. But that doesn't tell us the cause of death. It just tells us the manner of death. She was killed by the actions of another person. And they're searching that swamp for the boyfriend. 75% of that Carlton Reserve is underwater right now. So they only have 25% of it where he could be. Or at least where he could be alive. Let's put it that way. And then did you see the thing? They think they caught him on a deer cam.
I didn't see the deer cam part.
Yeah, there's some deer, you know, people put cameras in the woods. And so there's that night grainy footage that you get. And at least a guy that looks like him.
I was reading this story that our KFI's former Laura Ingle actually did. And she was talking to a neighbor of Brian Laundrie. And the neighbor was talking about what was odd about him when he went back to Florida is how normal he was. He was mowing the lawn. He took a bike ride with his mom. And then all of a sudden, he's missing. All of a sudden, he's disappeared on a hike into the swamp.
Now, they lived together at his parents' house.
Correct.
Gabby Petito and Bradley. Right. So, and they knew that they left together for this trek. When he came back, there wasn't a massive scuttlebutt about, where's Gabby, your girlfriend, who lives here in this house?
Your fiancé. You're going to go out
too.
And mow the lawn?
So I don't really, I'm wondering about his parents also. Not that they, you know, but wouldn't this have been a big deal in that? Maybe it was, and they're all now keeping a lid on it.
That's what I said. Let's give the parents the benefit of the doubt that they've lawyered up. And the lawyer has said, don't you, you know, make a peep mm-hmm. about this case.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Well, we don't have to be high-level detectives to agree. And this doesn't add anything, by the way, to the analysis of the story. But we can all agree it's suspicious. Yeah. Let's get a news update, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And then we will continue Handle on the News. It's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Body tells me no, but I won't quit, 'cause I want more. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It is the Bill Handel Show. He will take over at 7. He's almost back 100% full-time. Let's do some more Handle on the News here. Jennifer Jones Lee and me and some solemn information for you.
A procession was held in SoCal to honor a fallen Marine who was killed in Afghanistan. The body of Lance Corporal Dylan Marola was taken from Ontario Airport to Covina Hills last night. And there were people who lined the freeway overpasses on the 210 in Laverne to show their respect. I know this morning when I got on the freeway, there were new flags that had been put on one of the on-ramps onto the 210. And I mean, it was very, very moving, as well it should be.
Some more information about the identity of the 87-year-old woman who was found deceased inside a refrigerator at her daughter's house. The deceased woman was a retired L.A. County Sheriff's Sergeant, Miriam Travis, a 27-year veteran of that department who retired in 1990. Don't know much more about exactly how she passed away or why she was being kept, her body was being kept in that refrigerator, but we do know who she was.
And the daughter has been interviewed and released, right?
That's my understanding, yes.
It's
that doesn't,
is
but
that
doesn't,
is that bizarre?
No. Because even if they suspect something, and remember, if this woman died, say, of natural causes, then really all you have on your hands here is some sort of low-level not disposing of a body properly. It's not a big crime of the century situation then.
Right.
So they wouldn't arrest her now. That's the kind of thing where, depending on what they found out and what they believe, they probably want to go have a little chat with the DA to see, look, is there anything here? Is there anything you'd even want to pursue? You could come away from this situation feeling very sorry for the daughter, depending on what happened and why and what she might be going through. So I don't think it's unusual at all. In fact, it'd probably be more unusual if they hooked her right up.
All right. If you don't know the name Willie Garson, I guarantee you know his face. He was Carrie Bradshaw's best friend, Stanford, on Sex in the City. He was on White Collar. He was on so many. He was on Friends. He was on 2 and a Half Men. The list goes on and on and on. But actor Willie Garson died at the age of 57 from pancreatic cancer. And the tributes, because he had done so many shows online, were enormous yesterday. So, and every single one was like, this guy was so funny. He was just a joy to be around. So I love, too, when you find out that an act, because I think there was something about Willie Garson that when you watched him on TV, he made you smile. He was a guy that you wanted to be around. His characters were always so likable. And the tributes online basically say that it was art imitating life, imitating art, imitating life kind of thing. He was just that guy.
Well, the House has passed a spending bill, but it's not going to get past the Senate. We're back at that thing where we're going to have to shut down the government again at the end of the month. Every time now. Man, it's too bad he can't have a mass recall of everybody in Congress all at once and start fresh. So you know the drill at this point. The fiscal year's coming to an end. There's no funding agreement. They're going to start to try to do these piecemeal extensions. Because, boy, talk about one of the most basic parts of your job in Congress. And they cannot do it, and they can never do it. They haven't been able to do it for a long time. And this is not, don't start pointing fingers one party or the other. It doesn't matter the administration. It doesn't matter which party has control. They never can do this anymore. It's one of the most basic things they have to do.
And they know it's coming.
And they have a lot of time to know
every
it's coming.
Year.
Oh, man. Because I think it's on purpose now. I think that if you could get any of these fellas or ladies and give them the needle full of the sodium pentothal, they would all admit, oh, yeah, we could if we wanted to, and we don't, because this is when a lot of the political bargaining and horse trading happens. So this is now part of our standard. We're doing it on purpose, is what they would say. More groggily than that. So the Senate, with its 50-50 split, there's no way, because Republicans are opposed to this. Manchin, either Manchin or Sinema or both, will say, I don't know, it's too much money. And they won't be able to do it, so they'll have to go back to square one. And all this would have done is gotten us into early December. And this one's dead in the water at this point.
We don't kick the can down the road anymore. We just kick it into the gutter and look at it.
Too much kicking of the can, not enough kicking of their asses.
I'm making a t-shirt of that.
You got it. Because you know the thing where if you ask people their opinion of Congress, they say terrible. And then when you ask them their opinion of their own representative, they say, oh, great. Mine's the only good one. And everybody says it. And that's why incumbents are, you know, elected at such high rates. And that's why we can't get anywhere. Because we want to hold everybody in Congress accountable except our own guy.
Of course. The guy we voted for.
And we're the only people that guy cares about.
Oh, of course.
And we won't do anything to him. All of this applies to her or theys as well. So we're stuck. I mean, we really are right now. I hate to be fatalistic at 6:30 in the morning. We're completely stuck. It's never going to get better.
And as long as we keep electing the same wingdings to do this, we can expect the same outcome.
You know, what I'd like to have are highly competent people who approach this really as a job. Here are my responsibilities to my bosses, the people. We're going to do a good job on those responsibilities. But I'd be happy just to get a whole new set of wingdings in there. Hey, you know, they're all wingdings too. Yeah, I know, but at least they're new wingdings.
Yeah.
I'll take it. All right, let's get a news update from Jen, and then we'll continue. Handle on the news. It's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's the Bill Handel Show. He will be taking over in about 20 minutes. He's almost back to 100% full-time, everybody, which is quite remarkable. Because he's had two major surgeries in the last few months. And he's a stubborn patient. Let's continue some handle on the news with Jennifer Jones-Lee and me.
The FDA could decide as early as today whether or not to roll out Pfizer's COVID booster shots. But this would only be for people 65 and older or at high risk. So it's not for everybody. And then once the FDA does that, assuming that it happens today, then you would need the CDC to do it. And that should be tomorrow. That's when we could see then. The thing is, though, I say that all this happens. Let's say this goes down this week. How many people are going to try and figure out a reason why they are high risk? Mm-hmm. Why, you know, it's you can one way or the other. You're 65 and older. That one's a pretty black and white one. But you're going to go to CVS and you're going to have to fight the pharmacist on whether or not you're a high-risk person. And, I mean, I just see this as, oh, this could be troublesome for some of these places that administer the doses.
Well, people working at restaurants and gyms are not necessarily interested in enforcing the mask mandates. So I don't know if somebody at a CVS is really going to fight too much about it.
Yeah, because
I mean, a lot of this has been on the honor system anyway.
Yeah.
Right. You need to wear a mask if you're not vaccinated, but nobody checks. So if you present and sign something and say, I am immunocompromised, they may be like, we don't care. We're not going to get into arguments with people. They said they were. We gave them a shot. What do you want from us?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try to get one and see what their process is, whether they.
Like how far they took it.
Yeah. How far will they take it or not at all? Ooh, undercover investigation. I got to get the... Can I borrow from the news department? You know those glasses that have the camera in them?
Oh, sure. And we have the trench coat and the hat, too. We need it.
Okay.
Nobody will notice. It's 105 today.
What? Because... Why? Because I'm trying to make them think that I'm not from a media outlet, but I'm instead McGruff the crime dog? That's a better cover? Why not just go in shorts and a t-shirt like just some schlubby guy? Why am I going in a trench coat? That seems like the opposite of going unnoticed and not raising their suspicions. I feel like if you walk into CVS in a trench coat and the hat thing, is that what you envisioned?
Of course it is.
I think that's immediate. And then you're like, hey, I'd like to get a booster. No. Oh, my God.
It's such a great visual.
I'm here to get a booster and take a bite out of crime. Hey, the mayor of San Francisco is getting criticized because she was seen at the Black Cat Jazz Bar dancing and singing along with a live performance by the R&B group Tony. and sitting at a table with friends with alcoholic drinks, apparently, and not wearing a mask. Now, this is probably a reasonable criticism. However, she said, oh, people are just trying to be the fun police.
Oh, boy.
Well, she's expressing the same attitude as lots and lots of people.
Here's the only problem.
What?
She is the one who has come out with a lot of these mask mandates and things.
It's always the case.
And if her public health department says, yes, these bars and nightclubs are supposed to require that you be fully vaccinated, which was part of her argument. Hey, I was in a place where everybody was fully vaccinated. They also say it doesn't matter if the place has to make everybody fully vaccinated. If you're indoors at some sort of concert or whatever, you're supposed to wear a mask. And she went on with the, I'm not going to put my mask on, take a drink. Put my mask on, take a drink. Put my mask on. I think it's because she's digging in on this one that her critics are able to jump in. If she had just said, you know, when politicians come out and go, yes, I did it. And all of a sudden, needle on the record. Media has nowhere to go with that. I mean, the criticism really has nowhere to go. They admit it. And so then you kind of have to stop. But it's when a politician starts to dig in that the media starts to dig in, that the critics start to dig in. Everybody wants to kind of pit bull on the thing.
Yeah. Although she has an obligation to be held to a higher standard if she's in a position of authority about these things. So I don't know. It's If you want to catch people breaking rules, like you say one day, you know what I want to dedicate my life to? Catching people who are violating rules.
Like Gruff the Crime Dog.
Gruff the Crime Dog. Absolutely start by focusing on whoever made the rules. Because that's who you'll catch, for sure, breaking the rules. Let's get a news update from Jennifer Jones Lee. Then we'll finish up Handle on the News, and then we'll have Bill Handel himself in this very chair. It's KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's the Bill Handel Show. Bill will be taking over this microphone in about 10 minutes. We're going to just finish up Handle on the News for you, Jennifer Jones Lee and me.
The LA City Council has just finalized an ordinance that might make their neighbors mad. Because it will prohibit protests within 300 feet of the Target's residence. So whoever's being protested, now the protesters will have to be 300 feet away from that house. But 300 feet away from that house might mean that they're at the neighbor's house or across the street or whatever the case may be. And on one hand, you look at this and you go, absolutely. I mean, nobody should be able to protest you and be on your lawn and scare your kids and your family. But if they're across the street, 300 feet, then they're probably on somebody else's lawn, maybe scaring their kids and family, and they're not even the intended target.
Yeah, this is not going to withstand judicial scrutiny. 300 feet is too far. When you're talking about any of these ordinances that set a distance, it has to be enough. You have to be allowed to get close enough to have your message heard by your intended recipient. So you can't, if you're 300 feet away from somebody's house and you're chanting, they're not going to hear it. If you're holding up a sign, they're not going to see it. If it is your desire to speak to them as they come in or out of their house, you won't be able to. So this will be struck down. It's way too long of a distance. I mean, there was a law that was just struck down. This vaccine, you can't get within, I forgot the distance, 30 feet, I think.
Oh, kind of like the abortion clinic kind of thing,
yes,
but it was for
exactly.
The vaccine.
And the courts have said at every level, including the Supreme Court repeatedly, that, for example, an 8-foot limit is okay, but a 25-foot limit is too far. So how is 300 feet? Now, they might say, well, you can give a bigger distance because it's somebody's private residence. But 300 feet does not allow you to deliver your message. So I don't think it's going to last, is my point. Oh, we have another candidate for L.A. mayor, the election next year. And L.A. City Councilman Kevin Kings of Leon has announced that he will be running for that position. His name is Kevin DeLeon. So get on in there with the couple of dozen people who have already said they're going to run, some of whom could be elected. Some of whom there's no way because they're fringe people and don't have name recognition or any cogent ideas. But you've got people like De Leon's peer on the city council, Joe Buscaino, the city attorney, Mike Feuer, some guy from the Valley, a business guy named Mel Wilson, the CEO of the Central City Association of Los Angeles, Jessica Lahl, et al. The rest of them.
See, now, let me ask you this, based on our conversation that we just had earlier. If you, and I'm going back to my wingding word, do you vote the same wingdings in and you just, what, rearrange the chairs? Or do you vote a new person in?
I'd like to hear what this Mel Wilson has to say. Because this is a guy who apparently up until now has not been a political animal.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to go like, I would vote for Mel Wilson because he's not one of these same old, same old. But I'd be interested in hearing what he's about.
I wonder if there will come a time, though, when people will get so fed up.
No.
Nope, that the fresh face won't entice us no matter what.
Because guess what? I bet you the people in Kevin De Leon's district love him.
Yeah, true.
Right? They all love him. And the people in Buscaino's district love him. And the people in Mitch O'Farrell's district love him. And Mike Bonin, you know, if you don't live in Bonin, it's really weird. Bonin now is actually getting some heat from within his district, but really from a relatively small group of people, kind of rich people who live in Venice. If you pull back, Bonin still has a ton of support in his district. So even if you're the subject of some controversy that you've really done a terrible job, most of the people in your district are not going to turn against you. The only guy who got kind of ran out quickly was David Ryu.
Oh, right.
In the Valley.
Right.
Where I think he only got one term. But that's exceedingly rare.
All right. Her name is Captain Britta Steinbrenner. She's been with the LA County Sheriff's Department for 34 years. And she wants to be the person that gets Sheriff Villanueva out of there. So she is running also in the 2022 election, and she says, new and better policing for a better tomorrow through communication and a badge. That means honor and service to our community.
Well, here's her platform. She's going to build, and now I quote, new and better policing for a better tomorrow through communication and a badge that means honor in service to our community. Those are not ideas. I want to know what her ideas are. Like her actual, what are you going to change? And I'm not saying she doesn't have any. I'm saying at this point she's speaking in platitudes for now.
And speaking of Mike Bonin, I wonder if Sheriff Villanueva in the Bonin district will get support from people because of the fact of what he did in Venice with the homeless. Like, I wonder if that will work in his favor in this particular election.
Man, it's hard to know because, you know, what L.A. is, look, L.A. is every bit as balkanized as the Balkans were. So you can't say the people of L.A. want a crackdown on homelessness.
Right.
And you can't say the people of L.A. love the homelessness problem and want it to continue. There's no, we don't have any cohesive identity in this city. So who knows? I mean, somebody who's not part of any of it maybe would have the best chance. We'll elect the person that the least of us have a beef against. All right. Let us get a news update from Jennifer Jones Lee, and then it is time for Bill Handel on the Bill Handel Show. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.